time for another edition of What's Going On Out There with, actually it's What's Going On Out There Ruth with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Lots.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. No. That'd be great.
Mm.
Of course, it would be terrible radio, but anyway, go on. What's going on out there?
What's going on? Okay. Well, Friday saw the ribbon cutting for the new Community Health and Wellness Center up in Canaan. A large, large turnout, many dignitaries from all over the region to watch the cutting of the ribbon of this new facility that's going to offer health, medical, behavioral health, and chiropractic health at this point. Those who have been going by have seen this building rise out of the ground. It's a beautiful new facility on East Main Street across from Stop and Shop in Canaan. This is a branch of one that is in Torrington. The speakers said, you know, it's been so long coming. They realized that the health care needs out in the rural areas, such as the northwest corner, was just so evident. And they've been planning this, and it finally came to fruition. It's a federally qualified health care center, FQHC, which means that got some leeway as far as insurances and accepting Medicare, Medicaid, and so forth. It had an open house for the public on Saturday, which I understand was very well attended. And then they're also in conjunction with the health center are three student or school-based health centers created. So there is one at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, at Sharon Center, and at North Canaan Elementary.
And what are these?
These are school-based health centers.
So that means that a kid can go in? Or?
Right, and get treatment when needed.
Okay.
Anybody who's read the news lately knows the state of health care in this country is really...
You don't have to read the news.
Yeah, you just have to be a person.
Just ask for something simple and find yourself on, on the road to nowhere, the train to nowhere.
I think this will be a huge benefit to the community. There are plans, hopefully, to expand maybe into giving dental as well. They would like to. They just didn't have space. It's a beautiful building, two-story. It's beautifully decorated by Katie Baldwin, local decorator. And I would suggest people stop by and just take a gander. It's beautiful. And if you do need health care, to see what they can do and to help and offer what they offer and what they can do for you. Also, there was another sort of opening on Saturday. The Little Guild had a groundbreaking ceremony for its new facility. Now, you know, the current one is on Sharon Goshen Road. It's sort of a converted house that's never been really appropriate for a kennel. And they've been operating out of there for 30 years. They finally have raised enough money with the generosity of many local foundations and people to build a new one. They looked all over and concluded it was best to just keep it on the site where it is at, move it just a little bit, but it's basically the same location. It's going to be state-of-the-art So this ceremony was held on Saturday morning to, you know, the ceremonial breaking of the ground. And that is a no-kill shelter. Their savior rate is something like 99%, and very popular for dogs and cats. They are now operating out of temporary quarters at Foot Field in Cornwall on Route 4, the town generously gave him that property to work from. And it's projected that it will take about a year to finish the project. And that old building, I understand, is going to be raised this week or next. So construction will be starting.
Speaking of Cornwall, there were two things. I noticed that people have stopped driving around Music Mountain looking confused, and so the detours, they must have finished that project.
Right, that's correct.
And
right.
Then whatever happened with the it was during March, and it was up on the hill, and it was the washout that had happened.
Oh, there was a landslide.
Right.
And that has been redone as well.
Okay.
Both projects were done by Yield Industries from Goshen, and the landslide one really was done quite quickly. They got to it pretty quickly because it really was kind of dangerous. And this project that you're talking about, where the detour took about 2 weeks, and again, if people want to see something interesting, that retaining wall they put in is pretty spectacular. So, yes, the detour is over, and people are back to driving where they were. People are mourning and sharing the death of Harvey Hayden, the beloved veterinarian who passed away this past week. He was the ultimate country veterinarian, from what people are telling me. He's, out there.
He was always available.
Always available, no matter what, and no matter what the case was. I believe he was still working up till, if not just now, but very recently. And the stories I'm hearing from people are incredible of what he has,
He did what, and I have to mention Harvey's wife,
yes, Myrtle,
who was very very much a part of Harvey's existence. She died a couple of years ago, right?
She died a while back, and he married Kathy Hecox, Ed Hecox's widow, and it was a lovely union to see them together, the two of them. But Myrtle, yes, Myrtle was very much part of his practice, helping him out with. From what I understand, from their clinic or whatever you'd call it.
Well, from their office. When you mention community, it's a whole big thing, and it encompasses a lot of people, and a lot of people who are here now, but a lot of people who were here before, and that's important.
Yeah. We have so many of these figures in the Northwest corner that stand out and should be recognized and who are no longer with us but have left their mark. It's amazing.
And what's also good is when people attempt to continue, who have left their mark and people who try to continue what they're, build on their mark.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Kent has decided to go with a pay-as-you-throw system at the transfer station, which will be an interesting new it's not a new concept, but it's a concept that has been talked about forever. It's a way of bringing equity to volume and weight of and people throwing their garbage in these transfer stations. Bags will be sold, and you pay for how much you deposit. Maybe setting the way for other towns to do the same, we're not sure. But we'll see how this transition works. It will be starting in July. The selectmen voted to go with that system. And as you know, garbage is a huge, huge issue and a very expensive issue for all these towns. And they're always looking for ways in which to maximize the efficiency and the economy of them. So.
Yeah, and it just seems to me, from reading the news, overall, that long short, things end up being trucked someplace anyway.
It is. We're now, those who were part of MIRA, the burn energy plant was closed down, a bunch of these towns up here are now having their garbage trucked to God knows where, somewhere out west, Midwest, yeah, at a huge cost. And just to me, the image of these landfills being filled with our garbage to the environment is just horrible. So there's got to be better ways. Falls Village held its hearing on Friday night, budget hearing. I was not there. I've got to catch up because I was in Sharon at the town budget hearing there, which passed. That budget was passed, and then the Board of Finance set its mill rate in taking into consideration. There was a lot of talk at the Board of Finance. Members realize people are struggling, they said they have to raise taxes in order to keep keep projects going. You just can't let a town fizzle and die, and you must spend money to maintain it. So they'll see what kind of reaction they get, but they feel strongly that money has to be spent to take care of so many of, you know, there's bridges and roads and you name it, everything, all purchase of trucks and recreational facilities, and so, you know, got to have money to do all that.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens in other towns as well. There's some town meet. I know Kent is voting on its budget this Friday, and Salisbury passed its budget, and North Canaan has its hearing this week on Wednesday. So, I mean, we're just right in the middle of all this budget talk, and as you know, these budgets have to get passed so that the tax bills can be printed and out by the latest, you know, mid-June, so that ready to send out in July. Looking ahead, I shouldn't say looking ahead. Last night, Monday night, we had the continuation of the hearing on the subdivision in Canaan, off Honey Hill, the one that's on the river. And we'll catch up with that, see what happened. And last night also Falls Village Board of Finance, Board of Selectmen doubleheader was held. And again, I will catch up with that and get that to you probably next week.
Well, the good news about that is you can do a 3-4. You can go right from the meeting to the that.
Yeah. Okay, now looking ahead. We're starting to get into the conventions and political election season. So tonight here in Kent, there is the 30th Senatorial Convention for Democrats. Justin Potter is the candidate that has been vetted so far. I assume he will get the nomination. And then tomorrow night is the 64th Representative Convention, at which Maria Horn will probably get the nod, and that's going to be in Cornwall at the Town Hall. Also this week, we have the FFA Open House, which is a really exciting, very well attended. This is where the kids in the FFA do their projects, and the public is invited on Wednesday night to come and see it all and see the new, the new baby calves and baby sheep and lambs and things and all the other projects that these kids do that are amazing with machinery and plants and just everything. But the best part of it is that the little kids from the area schools are invited to come on the morning of Wednesday and Thursday and get to see. And some, as you can imagine, we photographers love the little photos of little kids.
Little kids and lambs.
I mean, better? What better than to make somebody smile?
Yeah.
So, but everybody is welcome to this, and they do sell most beautiful geraniums. People are interested, in the greenhouse there. So that's always a draw. Also a draw, the Blue and Gold Art Show for the Housatonic at the gallery up at the library, the Kircher Monzel Gallery, it's now called. 4 to 6 p.m. on Friday. Come see the artwork these kids have done, the awards they get. And this is Warren Prindle's last year. He's retiring as art teacher, so it's going to be extra special. That's 4 to 6 on Friday. And the Canaan Spring Fest. And I just heard news that it might be a little rainy on Saturday. I hope not, but they're going to be doing their celebrating with a big vendor sale, the library plant sale, all kinds of things going on in Canaan on Saturday. So hopefully the weather will cooperate and lots of things to go see there. So as I think that covers most of it. There is a great art show here at Kent at the Good Gallery down South Main Street, an Afghani artist who fled from Afghanistan due to the Taliban, but a very creative artist, is got his paintings on display and a beautiful ceramic display as well with another gentleman from Afghanistan. They are part of the resettlement groups here in the area. They came through with their families, and these groups have helped them acclimate and get settled here in the northwest corner, which is, and so the story and the art are both very much touching. And I think that covers, unless you have any questions.
I don't have any questions about what's going on out there, Ruth. I think you, what's going on out there, very well.
Lots. So.
And we thank you very much, and we will look forward to the pre-Memorial Day update next week.
Very good.
All right. Thank you very much, Ruth Epstein, and I know you're running around, so run on.
Yes.
Ruth Epstein, what's going on out there, Ruth, on Robin Hood Radio.